רדיו תאוויסופלבה, FM 7 דידה אותכי.
את השיעה החל יום בביסקם השבא. אוקראינה שסיפרטיסב מגדה דסארצ'ם נבי. קיירו אצחדת רום קונדוזי סאוואד מקופוס דאבום ביסקם וצייבה מספיס נעדרי. გამოცხადდა ფიზიკის დარგში ნობელის პრემიის მფლობელი. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მოქმედი პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტები აცხადებენ, რომ გადაწყვიტეს თებერვლამდე გადადონ ადგილობრივი არჩევნები მათი კონტროლის ქვეშ მყოფ ტერიტორიებზე. უკრაინის დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის რეგიონებში თვითგამოცხადებული სახალხო რესპუბლიკების წარმომადგენლებმა დენის პუშილინმა და ვლადისლავ დიენეგომ ერთობლივ განცხადებაში თქვეს, რომ ადგილობრივი არჩევნები, რომლებიც 18 ოქტომბერს და 1 ნოემბერს იყო დანიშნული, მომავალი წლისთვის გადაიდება. განცხადება გამოქვეყნდა მეამბოხეების ვებსაიტზე. ტექსტის თანახმად, სეპარატისტებმა გადაწყვეტილება მას შემდეგ მიიღეს, რაც შეისწავლეს 2 ოქტომბერს პარიზში ჩატარებული სამიტის შედეგები. ამ სამიტში მონაწილეობა მიიღეს გერმანიის, საფრანგეთის, რუსეთის და უკრაინის წარმომადგენლებმა. პუშილინი და დეინეგო, რომლებიც ეუთო შუამავლობით გამართულ მოლაპარაკებებში მეამბოხეებს წარმოადგენდნენ, აცხადებენ, რომ ისინი არჩევნებს არ ჩაატარებენ დანიშნულ დროს, თუკი უკრაინა სრულად შეასრულებს თებერვალში მინსკში გაფორმებული საზავო შეთანხმების პოლიტიკურ პუნქტებს. უკრაინის მთავრობა და დასავლეთის რამდენიმე ქვეყნის წარმომადგენლები გმობდნენ მეამბოხეთა განცხადებას იმის თაობაზე, რომ არჩევნები ჩატარდებოდა უკრაინის იურისდიქციის გარეთ მყოფ ტერიტორიაზე და ამას უწოდებდნენ მინსკის შეთანხმების უხეშ დარღვევას. კაიროს წარმომადგენლის ხმით, შეერთებული შტატები, ნატო და ავღანეთი უკვე იძიებენ ავღანეთის ერთ-ერთ საავადმყოფოზე განხორციელებულ საჰაერო იერიშს, რის გამოც კაიროს მიერ გამოძიების ჩატარების საჭიროება არ არის. კაიროს გენერალური მდივანი ბან კი-მუნი გამოვიდა მოწოდებით მიუკერძოებელი გამოძიება ჩატარდეს 3 ოქტომბრის ინციდენტის გარშემო, თუმცა მისმა პრესმდივანმა სტეფან დუიარიჩმა 5 ოქტომბერს განაცხადა, რომ პირველ ეტაპზე სხვა ძალების მიერ ჩატარებული გამოძიება უნდა დასრულდეს. შეერთებული შტატების ოფიციალურმა პირებმა ტრაგიკული ინციდენტი და შეცდომა უწოდეს საჰაერო იერიშს, რომლის შედეგად განადგურდა ქალაქ ყუნდუში მდებარე საავადმყოფო და დაიღუპა სულ 22 ადამიანი. ეს საავადმყოფო ეკუთვნოდა ორგანიზაციას ექიმები უსაზღვრებოდ. პენტაგონი აცხადებს, რომ თავდასხმა განხორციელდა თალიბანის იერიშის ქვეშ მყოფი ავღანეთის ძალების თხოვნის საფუძველზე. ექიმები უსაზღვრებოდ კი აცხადებს, რომ შეერთებულმა შტატებმა ამ თავდასხმით ომის დანაშაული ჩაიდინა და მოითხოვს შემთხვევის სრული, გამჭვირვალე და დამოუკიდებელი გამოძიების ჩატარებას. რუსეთის განცხადებით მისმა სამხედრო თვითმფრინავებმა 5 ოქტომბერს სირიაში ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ათსამიზნეზე მიიტანეს იერიში. თავდაცვის სამინისტროს განცხადებით ერთი იერიშის დროს განხორციელებული რამდენიმე დარტყმის შედეგად ჰომსის პროვინციაში განადგურებულ იქნა ისლამური სახელმწიფოს 3 საარტილერიო პოზიცია. პარალელურად რუსეთი აპროტესტებს ჩრდილოეთ სირიის თავზე ფრენის აგზავნის პერსპექტივას. საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის მოადგილე მიხეილ ბოგდანოვი აცხადებს, მნიშვნელოვანია ქვეყნების სუვერენიტეტი დაცული იყოსო. რუსეთი აცხადებს, რომ 30 სექტემბრიდან ახორციელებს შეტევებს ისლამური სახელმწიფოს და სხვა ისლამისტური ჯგუფების პოზიციებზე, თუმცა დასავლეთი და სირიის ოპოზიცია აცხადებენ, რომ დარტყმების ძირითადი სამიზნე მთავრობის ოპონენტები არიან. მოსკოვი უარყოფს ამ ბრალდებებს. ფიზიკის დარგში 2015 წლის ნობელის პრემია მიიღეს კანადელმა მეცნიერმა ართურ მაკდონალდმა და იაპონელმა ტაკააკი კაჯიტამ ნეიტრინოს ოსცილირების აღმოჩენისთვის. შვედეთის სამეფო მეცნიერებათა აკადემიის განცხადებით, მეცნიერთა ექსპერიმენტებმა, რომლებმაც აჩვენა, რომ ნეიტრინოები სუბატომური ნაწილაკები იცვლიან თვისებებს და აქვთ მასა, შეცვალა ჩვენი წარმოდგენები მატერიის შიდა პროცესებზე და შესაძლოა უმნიშვნელოვანესი აღმოჩნდეს სამყაროს გასაგებად. გამარჯვებულები გაიყოფენ პრემიას, რომელიც $960,000 უტოლდება. ოსლოში 10 დეკემბერს დანიშნულ ცერემონიაზე ორივე მიიღებს დიპლომს და ოქროს მედალს. საქართველოში მოქმედი რამდენიმე ავტორიტეტიანი არასამთავრობო ორგანიზაცია ავრცელებს ერთობლივ განცხადებას, რომლითაც კანონის და სახელმწიფო ინსტიტუტების შერჩევითა და არაპროპორციულად გამოყენების შემთხვევად აფასებს წინასწარი პატიმრობის შეფარდებას რუსთავი ორის მხარდამჭერი აქციის მონაწილეებისთვის დეპუტატის ფიზიკური შეურაცხყოფის ბრალდების საფუძველზე. განცხადებაში ვკითხულობთ, ბუნებრივია ძალადობა ნებისმიერი პირის წინააღმდეგ წარმოადგენს სამართალ დარღვევას და სამართალდამცავ ორგანოებს ეკისრება თვალდებულება მოახდინონ რეაგირება ამგვარ შემთხვევებზე, თუმცა რეაგირება არ უნდა მოხდეს შერჩევითად და დარღვევის არაპროპორციულად. სახელმწიფოს რეაგირება სამართალ დარღვევის იდენტურ ფაქტებზე ერთმანეთის მსგავსი უნდა იყოს. შემოხსენებული პირების დაკავება და მათ მიმართ გამოყენებული ზომები წარმოადგენს შერჩევითი მართლმსაჯულების მაგალითს, რაც ვფიქრობთ პოლიტიკური ქვეტექსითაა ნაკარნახევი. კითხულობთ განცხადებაში. დოკუმენტს ხელს აწერენ საქართველოს დემოკრატიული ინიციატივა, მედიის განვითარების ფონდი, ახალგაზრდა იურისტთა ასოციაცია, საერთაშორისო გამჭვირვალობა საქართველო და სხვა ორგანიზაციები.
Thank you. It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there, welcome to Border Crossings. And today on our show, we have live guests all the way from Japan. They are called One OK Rock, and they are here to talk about their new album and their U.S. tour. So hang around with us on Border Crossings for One OK Rock. They're here. Crossings. We are live in D.C., and you're listening to the music of One OK Rock. And we've got two of the four guys in our studios. Welcome to D.C., guys.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to have you here. Dozo Yoroshiku. Welcome.
Yoroshiku
Nagashimasu. Yoroshiku Nagashimasu. It's nice to have you here, and all the way from Japan. And introduce your names first.
Yeah, my name is Taka. I'm a singer.
I'm Toru.
Toru.
Guitar player.
Guitar player. And Toru, you started the band in high school. In Japan, I guess it's 10 years ago.
Yeah, yes. It's almost 10 years ago.
2005?
When I was 17 years old, right?
Yeah.
And this is your very first DC performance on radio, live. Ooh, nervous. Exciting.
Exciting.
Well, congratulations on the success of the new album, which came out recently.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And it's been out in Japan, but just came out in the U.S.?
Yes.
35. Why did you call your new album, seventh album, 35? Why did you decide that?
Yeah, we had a lot watching the number when I recorded here, this album. So that's why the title is 35. It's not a big deal, you know, actually. But yeah, it's a, how do you say? Just
that way. Worked out that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's produced by a well-known producer who worked with 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, John Feldman.
Yes. And so this is a different, is it a different sound from your other albums, your other music?
Yeah, actually. Totally different.
Totally. Yeah. Why the change?
You know, we're going to more move to like American music stuff. Mm-hmm. And then before we just make a song, just us.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time producing coming to us, like American music. So, yeah, it's I have to, and then I want to move to like different music style.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of cool. Some people, your fans back home, say this is a very American sounding album.
Right.
Do you agree or do you disagree?
What do you mean, agree?
Agree. You say
agree.
Yes?
Agree, yes.
Mm. Because I've listened to some of the other stuff, and you guys, you got a lot of influence from a lot of American rock bands, Linkin Park, Blink 182, and this is what you've been doing all along, making rock and roll music. But was that what you did in high school? Because I think somebody in the band was in hip-hop, and, you know, so is this kind of the sound from the beginning that you wanted?
Eminem and then Good Charlotte that used like that, I think.
Yeah.
When I was started this band a lot here, that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's my favorite.
That's your favorite. Yeah. Eminem.
Eminem. Yeah, obviously. Like Good Charlotte. That used,
Good Charlotte. Yeah.
Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm. Did you make the album here in America? Did you record it here?
L.A.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And so this is different for you. Now you're very famous in Japan, and so now something new, something different.
Yes.
How is the feeling in America when you come here to perform? It's different. In Japan, you can't go anywhere. People go, But here in America, maybe not yet as known.
Yeah. It's, you know, this is my dream.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, dream come true. So came to here and then twirling with some great American band.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy. It's a totally different culture and the music and the like style, everything. But I'm so happy.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys sing a song if you don't mind to perform.
Yeah.
What are you going to sing? What song?
It's Decision. The first is Decision.
All right. They're live in our studios, 1 OK Rock on Border Crossings.
Okay. Thank you.
Now you say it's all right.
Sugoi. Anthony, Sugoi. Sounding great. One OK Rock live here on Border Crossings, and that song is on the new album, 35. The guys are on tour in the United States,
yes.
And your first American tour.
It's not, actually.
You've been here before touring.
Yeah, we had a Warped Tour, then we're touring with the Aerocot.
Mm-hmm. And you have done many festivals, big, giant festivals in Japan and also some smaller shows. Do you prefer big or small show?
It doesn't matter. It's really good.
Both are great.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you guys sound great. When you perform in the concert, it's not acoustic. Today we have acoustic.
Yes.
So normally it's loud.
Exactly.
Electric guitar.
Yes.
Screaming and yelling and getting crazy.
Yeah,
that's right.
But today, calm down a little bit. Seated. Normally, you don't sit when you perform. We've got Taka and Toto here from the band One OK Rock. Why did you pick the name One OK Rock?
Actually, this is a really, really hard to explain for you guys. But, you know, the One OK Rock, it's actually means like 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
When I started rehearsal in Japan, we start from 1 o'clock p.m. right?
Yeah, midnight.
Midnight. So that's why good music start is 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Then my band name is, yeah, in Japan 1 o'clock they call us, mm-hmm. but in here Sperry's is totally different.
Right.
1 o'clock rock. So I can explain for like this.
Mm-hmm.
So in United States we call us 1 OK Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different, but it's good different.
Wakarimashita. Mm-hmm. I understand. Having lived in Japan, I know that the movies even change names.
Yeah.
So they change the title in Japan to movie from the United States. The names change. So people change names for whatever the reasons are. Easier to remember, easier to understand.
Right.
But, you know, you guys sound great. And starting in high school, as you did, and you were with Chivalry of Music, right?
Chivalry.
Chivalry? Your band that you started in high school before. Or was it you? Somebody was on Chivalry of Music.
What do you mean?
You used to, old band from high school when you were in school.
Okay.
And so then you decided to make this band.
Okay.
Okay. And so is for Japanese students to change, I mean, to become musicians, to become entertainers, is that a difficult thing to do or is it easy? Because when I lived there, everybody was very reserved.
Right, right.
And everybody's very, the culture, the country, very reserved. So for somebody to say, look at me, is difficult.
Yeah.
Different.
It's, I don't know, I think, but actually I'm super shy people.
Mm. Ah.
You know, Japanese, like, super shy a lot of people.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's maybe, like, my fans, they are going to be, like professional artists.
Mm-hmm.
なんていうの, その, 育ててくれた? They are grow up as, I don't know.
Grow us up.
Oh, okay. They grow us up.
They grew up with you.
Yeah.
Well, that's great that you're in this profession and that you're able to you know, come to another country and make the change that you need to make to fit whatever's called for in that country, whatever the needs are, the music, the sound. I wonder how you would be received if you sang Japanese music in America, how that would work, because you guys are quite famous. I was looking for MTV Japan awards you've won.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, that's huge since you started, and now you're nominated for the Best Japan Rock Band at the upcoming MTV Europe Awards.
Thanks, yes.
Are you going to Italy?
Actually, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Warner will send you.
Yeah, I wanna go so bad, but we have a touring. So that's why I can go there.
Commitments. But why don't you, do any Japanese songs here on tour?
Yeah,
in America? You do.
Mm-hmm. You know, this, the 35 album is that we have at both. English version and Japanese version. So that's why when I do concert here, obviously I sing in English. But before the album is that there's no like English version. So that's why I sing in Japanese too.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the fans here, American, Japanese, both.
Yeah.
Yes, a combination. You have many, many fans, new fans too. How are the audiences in America different than the audience back in back home in Japan? What's the difference you see right away? Oh, very different.
Yeah, it's very different. You know, right?
Like, well, I know, but tell the audience.
Okay,
they don't know. I know. I live there.
Yeah, like American fans, like super singing a lot with us. That's, yeah. It's so cool. I love it. And then everybody like drinking beer like that. And then I like that.
You like,
I
like that? Like that. Casual, relaxed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then in Japan, everybody's super emotional.
Yes.
Like screaming. And then, but it's a really weird thing. When I stop the singing, when I stop the music, they're same thing. Like stop, super quiet.
Right. Yeah.
And then sometimes my friends, United States bands, coming to the Japan and they play the song and play the music, and then everybody too much quiet.
Mm-hmm.
This is so surprising and shocking.
Yeah. They think, oh, they don't like me.
Yeah. But it's just respectful, the music.
Yes. And you played the Budokan before. You played many, you know, big arenas. Big,
yes.
You know, many, many arenas. And I remember when I used to go to concerts in Japan in arena, everybody would leave one row at a time. Still now, one row, leave.
Yes. What,
even a stadium, 80,000 people, one row, leave. One row. America, everybody goes.
I know.
Well, we're glad to have you guys here. One OK Rock are on tour currently in the United States. And this is their first release with Warner Records,
yes.
The new record label here in the U.S. And so the album's doing great. It's called 35. You can get a copy from iTunes and Amazon and your website.
Yep.
Which
on
is
iTunes. Only iTunes.
Only iTunes. Website too. What is your website?
OneOKRock.com.
Easy enough. OneOKRock.com.
Yes.
And so would you do another song?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
We're going to play for the next song is Good Goodbye.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
sounding great. Sounding great. One OK Rock live here in D.C. on Border Crossings. And what were you singing when you were growing up? Were you singing English rock songs as you were growing up?
Yep.
And that's kind of how you learned to speak English and got familiar and comfortable with the language. And so the writing process, this has to be very difficult because your first thought, your first language is Japanese. And you're trying to write English songs.
Yeah.
Very hard.
It's very hard.
Muzukashi, ne?
Muzukashi. It's very difficult.
How long did the album take to make?
Radio Tavisupleba, FM Ashvididot.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM Harurjot Yevchors.
Ovaldre, Uzdaur Saatsa, the Hutuzek Towers of Nahavar Saati and Somkur programs.
Amenor, Tbilisi, Jamanakov, Xaner Kusnan, Singit, Minchev, Xaner Puyeresuna, Zezengaracharkum, Azatutin Radio Kayani, Haika Kanzaravitan, Patrastat, Havortuma.
Lsek Miss, Harurjot Yevchors, Hachakanutem.
Gwisminet Kovaldre, FM Ashvidida Otri, Radio Tavisupleba.
On other projects as well, which makes it even harder because you're on tour in Japan and then you have to come and start writing English language songs.
Yes. But so my American friends is helping us and then move to English, like kind of like that. Yeah, to 2 years.
Mm. Well, congratulations to you. Kambarimasu. That's fantastic that you, I mean, I can't speak another language, so... You have embraced another language enough to even record a whole album in English and release it in Japanese as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, congratulations. That's fantastic. Taka and Toru here from 1 OK Rock. And you also have a live DVD that came out this year.
Recorded
at Yokohama Stadium.
Yes.
And so do you love the touring, obviously. What's your favorite part? Is it the writing? Is it the touring? What do you like most?
I don't know, but touring is really fun and really, like, tired, but it's, like, when I touring with them and then when I singing, like, I feel, like, alive, so that's super cool things. And then the recording is, it's it's really, really, like, stressful all the time. My mind is super confusing a lot.
Yes.
But, you know, like, we are musicians. We love both.
Well, you're very successful at what you do, very good at what you do. Interesting that somebody shy would choose this career. If you weren't doing music, what would you do?
If
you did not do music...
I'm going to die. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, music's always been, that's it. That's all you've ever done.
I'm always thinking about music all the time.
And your parents both happy with, because I think somebody left the group, parents said no, but you guys are okay, everybody. Parents love the band.
Actually, for my parents, is it both musician too. Like singer.
That's right.
So that's why they understand, like, doing music my style.
Do you sing Anka?
You know that?
I know Anka. Yeah. Of course I know.
My father is Anka, like Japanese country music. And my mother is like almost same, but it's a little different.
Good. I like your sound. Thanks. I like your sound. Very, very nice sound. Great. 35 is the album. And you need to get a copy because they're going fast.
Yep.
And the band is 1 OK Rock. So we've got one more song.
Yes.
You're all tuned and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is the last one. It's called it Cry Out.
Cry Out. Now, you write the songs, or does the whole group write the songs?
Sometimes everybody, sometimes him, sometimes me.
And who wrote this one, Cry Out?
Cry Out is for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
And what's this song about?
It's, explain, Toru.
Yeah, Toru, come on.
Hard.
Too hard. Explain through listening.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Here on the Voice of America, I'll tell you, you must have a sore throat after every concert.
Yeah.
Ah, I couldn't do that. The screaming, that's a tough job you have, yes. Hitting all those notes. Kyotsukete, ne?
Arigato.
Ah, doitachimashite. All right, well, thank you guys
very much for
coming on the show. Otsukare sama deshita.
Arigatou.
I appreciate you guys joining us. The album is 35. It's Taka and Toru, so thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you for hugging me.
Great to have you on the program. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. And baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. The shell of a man that could never be his best. If I didn't have you, I'd never see the sun. Taught me how to be someone, yeah.
All my life you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me. All my life you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. Drag me down.
Nobody, nobody,
nobody can drag me down.
Nobody, nobody,
nobody can drag me down.
I got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy.
got a river for a soul, and baby, you're a bowl. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. Nothing left. Said I'm a man who can never be as good. Be as good. If I didn't have you, I'd never see the sun. See the sun. Taught me how to be someone, yeah. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down. Stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
Jepsen, and you are listening to the very charming Larry London.
I really wanna stop, but I just got to taste for it. I feel like I could fly with the bottom moon. So honey, hold my hand, you like making me wait for it. I feel like I could die walking up to the room. Oh yeah, late night watching television, but how tell you something. Like everything you say is a sweet revelation. All I wanna do is get into your head. That we could stay alone, you and me and the temptation. Sipping on your lips, hanging on by a thread, baby. Late night watching television, but how'd we get in this position? It's way too soon. I know this isn't love, but I need to tell you something. Like that, said you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something.
Me too. I really, 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 really like you. I want you. Do you want me? Do you want me to? Oh, did I say too much? I'm so in my head.
Across is Carly Rae Jepsen, and I really, 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 really like you. And that is a request from Ebenezer Getachew, who is listening and wanted that song played for a girl named Netsanet. Say her name, Netsy. So hello, Netsy. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed your Carly Rae Jepsen song off of Carly Rae's new album, which is her third album, and it's called Emotion. And before that, we heard some music from One Direction and a request from Abraham Duresi. And Abraham requested One Direction's Drag Me Down. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Welcome back to Requests and Dedications for the last remaining few minutes of the show. If you'd like to make a request for a future program, call 202-619-2077. Felicia's in. Answering the calls, it's 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Here's a request from Chris Brooke Seleshi. He says, I'm Brooke, a big fan of your show and a big fan of Chris Brown. Please play something from Chris. So here's New Flame for you, Chris, listening to Border Crossings.
melodic sea. Rhythm keeps flowing, it drips to MC. Sweet sugar pop, rocks and pop. You don't stop till the sweet beat drops. I shall improve as I stick and move. Vivid poems recited on top of the groove. Smooth mind, floating like a butterfly. Notes set afloat, sung like a lullaby. Brace yourself as the beat hits ya. Dip, trip, hip, and taste ya. Drop, jazz and hip hop, dripping in your dome, it's its own and bop. Funk confusion, a fly illusion, keeps you coasting on the rhythm you're cruising. Up, down, round and round, rhymes profound, but nevertheless, you got to get down. Fantasy freak through the beat, so unique, you move your feet, the sweat from the heat. Back to the fact, I'm the Mac, and I know that. The way I keep the rhyme, so before I become a poet. Form steady flowing, growing, showing sights and sound. Caught in the groove, invitation I'm found. Many trip the tour upon the rhymes they soared to an infinite height, to the realm of the hardcore. Here we go, off I take ya, dip trip, lip fantasia. Jump to the jam, boogie woogie jam slam. Bust the dialect, I'm the man in command. Come flow with the sounds of the mighty mic master. Rhyming on the mic, I'm bringing suckers to disaster. Boo-coo ducks, but I still rock Nike. With the razzle dazzle, a star I might be. Scribble, dribble, scrabble on the microphone, I babble as I fix the funky words into a puzzle. Yes, 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 on and on as I flex. Get with the flow, birds manifest. Feel the vibe from here to Asia. Dip trip, dip fantasia. Ow, you don't stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, give me more of that funky horn.
What's that?
Crossings, and that is a band called Us Three. They started in London, England in 1991, and that's one of their biggest hits, Cantaloupe, on Border Crossings. A request from Ivan, who tunes in to Border Crossings all the way from Croatia. So thank you very much for listening to our program, Border Crossings. And I also want to say hello to Joseph, who is in Nigeria listening, and said he enjoyed hearing 1OK Rock on the show. Charlander is tuned in the Philippines. Hello, Char. Surafel, Wandu, Leo Levin, Kasuman, Gezicho, they're listening to Border Crossings. And I also want to read some messages from some Facebook followers. Maximed Musi said, I'm in Somaliland listening. Fel Bell is locked up with Border Crossings. Michael Yadego in Ethiopia checking in. We heard from Abidela Yadua Su, who listens to Shegar FM 102.1, Stephen Samsonic Samson in Zimbabwe, Christopher Ramdani is in Kenya, Iris Farina is with us as well, Solomon is tuned in, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Mary Essien. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We got time for one more request, which comes to us from Wesley Ballin in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. They just had the Rock in Rio show there. And this is Nina Simone. So let's stick with some jazz and R&B flavor. Nina Simone, and this is for Brazilians everywhere. It's a song called Turn, Turn, Turn.
To everything, turn, 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 turn. There is a season, turn, 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 turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven again. To everything, turn, 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 turn. There is a season,
turn, 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 turn.
And a time to every purpose under time to embrace, time to refrain from embracing. To everything,
turn, 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 turn.
There is a season,
turn, 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 turn.
And a time to every purpose. Time to gather stones together. To everything,
turn, 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 turn.
There is a season,
turn,
yeah,
turn, turn, turn.
And a time to every purpose.
And the incomparable Nina Simone, who passed away in 2003, but she left us with a wealth of music to remember her by. Turn, turn, turn.
რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველ დღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველ დღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radio თავისუფლება.ge.